Hey, Morris, how are you doing?
That's terrific, and good morning, everyone.
So this new word that you've actually introduced to me is sharenting. Am I saying that one right?
You absolutely are. Isn't it a strange word, sharenting? It's actually been around for a little while, and it talks about the notion of parents, predominantly grandparents, you know, family members, sharing photos, videos, comments of their children on social media.
So I think this is just so incredibly common. You're proud of your child or whoever in your family you want to share this, but I could definitely see there would be some downsides. Can you talk a bit more on that?
There absolutely is. I mean, I know we're all really enthralled with our children, our grandchildren, you know, all of those people, and we want to share them, as you said rightly, and we should, but we need to be mindful that we are sharing on their behalf, that they haven't asked for this, they haven't consented to it, and we don't know what format this is going to take place in down the track. The thing that worries me is that there was a report recently from the World Economic Forum on digital safety that said that by 2030, two-thirds of identity theft would have originated from sharenting. People that put up information about their children in the past. Now, if you think about it, we're putting up birth dates, which we need to be able to share someone's identity. We're putting up addresses. If we don't mean to, they're in the mega tags of the pictures we put up and they're easy to get to. We're putting up information about schools, about hobbies, about all kinds of things, which would allow those people who we never want to meet and shouldn't exist to do terrible things with that information if they wish to.
And it feels so innocent and insignificant at the time, but when you put it all together in that phrase, it is concerning. Are there any benefits to sharenting?
Of course there are. I mean, we're telling people about our wonderful children and what they do. So I don't want us to stop the practice. I want us to be mindful. Let's pause for a second and think about whether we want to share it widely. Or as I do, and I'm not putting myself up as anything, but just having worked down this road and seeing what might come of it. Now, putting it up into more secluded spaces, we use WhatsApp and all kinds of, you know, encrypted spaces that are where we know the people who are getting the pictures, parents, grandparents, brothers, sisters, uncles, aunties, and others, and we share happily in that space because we believe it to be safe and we know exactly who's going to see it. So, yes, we should be proud, we should be sharing, but let's be mindful of where and how we do it.
Are there a couple of things that parents can do to share responsibly and protect their children's privacy online?
Yeah, there are. And these go in hand with everything that we put online. But let's think about privacy first. Before we hit the share button, let's make sure that our child is not going to be overwhelmed by this at some future stage. You know, their baby picture or their drunk antic that night isn't going to stop them getting a job or a position later on. As we've said, stop, think before we post. Would I share this if it was me? You know, if it was about me, would I want other people to know? Think about the future, as I've said, about where the repercussions of this thing might go. Look for alternatives to public sharing, we've talked about already. And importantly, let's have open communication with our children when they're at the right age. We need to mimic the behaviours that we want them to have. If we're frightened of social media for them, and we should be, and we need to teach them to be responsible on it, let's mimic that responsibility. Let's be frightened for them when they can't be. And those things, I think, are really important.
Thank you so much for your time and thoughts today, Morris.
A pleasure as always. Have a great week, everyone.
Morris Mizzell, you can find this topic more in depth at his blog www.morrisfuturist.com. This is Albany's 783 Triple M.